Mobile low bandwidth simulcast of this show available on Alpha Geek Radio. Using your mobile device web browser, go to mobile.alphageekradio.com to tune in now.
Hi, this is Dills from The Instance and The Angry Chicken, and you're listening to Geek.io, where you put geek in and geek out.
Hey. Hey, you. If you're listening to this and don't want to hear expletives, you probably shouldn't listen to it. It's gonna get interesting.
Mobile audio stream enabled at mobile.alphageekradio.com. Chat room enabled at geek-io.com/live. Geek.io initialized.
We're geeking out across the globe, so tuck in and hold on to your butts. It's time for the Geek.io show.
Geek.io. Put geek in and geek out.
Helps if I am on the right window. Welcome to Geek.io, your weekly dose of geeky goodness, episode number 58. Recorded Thursday, the 17th of April, 2014. I am your host, CJ Bespoke.
And I'm not sure how I feel about that dial-up sound.
It kind of hurt.
It's the same one from last time.
But it was real loud this time.
I didn't adjust any levels, so I don't know how that would be possible, but okay.
Okay. I'll take Bud Long's word for it. He's the mix master.
Wiki, 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 what? I'm Jared Budlong.
I think we got out of order.
Yeah.
I was trying to make up for Rachel forgetting where we were at.
And I'm Dale Campbell, because we're butchering each other's names today. Because that's fun.
And joining us this week for a relatively short front end of the show, and of course on the down under end, the summer movie Smackdown, the comic cave dweller, Nervous Nelly, the guy who's afraid of his own shadow on the internet, the podcasting debut... Daryl Shaler.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, sir.
Welcome.
I'm just afraid of everyone on it.
Not allowed to be quiet on here.
There's no need to be afraid of your shadow, but there's plenty of reason to be afraid of the internet.
There's much more reason to be afraid of CJ.
CJ's
it's just a healthy trust.
As long as you don't mind being embarrassed in public, CJ's fine.
Sometimes we just don't claim him. It's fine.
I have a 2-year-old, so it's fine.
Yeah.
Constantly.
I've changed poopy diapers in public. You can't do much to embarrass me.
Yep. That's right.
Also, changing diapers at Disney is always fun, too, because, you know,
yes.
You don't get much more public than that.
And I'm not going to talk because changing diapers...
Because Dale just had his diapers changed earlier.
Thank you. You took the word straight out of my mouth.
Feeling fresh, Dale.
Ready, oh, goodness.
Ready for the long haul.
And holy crap, we have a wild Andy Young.
Because
he's
like
not supposed to be mentioned until the bottom end of the show.
No, he showed up.
He showed up.
Okay, don't go away.
No, you can stay around if you want. That's why I said a wild one. He wasn't originally supposed to be here, but he showed up.
Oh, where'd he go? Where'd he go?
He just muted his mic. Later. It's fine.
Well, first, all right. Pull it out.
Whoa.
I refuse.
Daryl,
I just walk into about. Holy cow.
Yeah, you walked into Geek.io.
Hey,
where you put geek in and pull geek out. Or something.
Ew.
It's getting dirty in here. I don't know if I should stay. There's way too many guys in this room for me.
I don't know if I should drink again.
So glad I'm taking a shower after this.
I don't really count, Rachel. It's fine.
Dale, they're scaring me.
All right. Daryl, tell us a little bit about yourself, sir.
Oh, I have to talk, do I? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, the point of the podcast. Real world job, you'd know me from the comic cave that everyone reads. I get to geek out about comic books, which is fun. Other than that, yeah, aspiring artist, general awesome guy.
You could say that he does all of the artwork for the site. You know, that's kind of a thing.
Yeah. Fancy logos we have.
Well, yeah, all of the logos, all of the Mike.
My special dude bro logo, but all of the other logos.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm the guest and I'm the one in corporate colors.
For the dude
nice.
Look, and he's wearing his colors.
He's wearing a Geek I.O. shirt. What kind of shenanigans? How did... Okay, bravo.
I know, he's the only one of us that has a Geek I.O. shirt because even I have to pay for it still. Yeah. I don't know what the hell's up with that, but...
Don't bite the hand that doesn't feed you. Come on.
Hey, right?
I have to pay $40 shipping for a $20 shirt. Come on.
What if I promise not to bite? I'll just nibble so ever so slightly and see how far that gets us.
Yeah, would that get us our own merchandise for free? Come on, David Michael. I love you. Don't take down my shirt. geek-io.com/loot.
Order up.
All right. Well, Daryl is wanting us to. Daryl is being stingy. And go on into.
Gadgets, games, and gizmos. Pew, 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 pew,
pew, pew. This is the Craigslist gay version. I mean, Gadgets, games, and gizmos version of the.
Well, what was that?
You're welcome.
Wow.
This is the Craigslist gay version of Gadgets, Games, and Gizmos.
Gadgets, Games, and Gizmos? What?
Gadgets, and Gizmos.
I mean, it's fine. I don't mind. I mean, Dale is here.
Dale and Andy. Yeah.
We got it covered. We're legit.
Wow,
we are so all sorry. Up in the GLBT sauce.
Sauce.
Just admiring Andy's wall. Wish I had a wall
Andy
that
sauce.
Awesome.
What?
Andy sauce. Oh my god!
Special Andy all sauce. Right. Is that what somebody just said? Can we please move on to what we've been doing for the rest of this part of the show?
You have to pick somebody to go first.
I'm gonna start because mine's actually not that long this week.
Ooh. Speaking of
Craigslist, that's unfortunate.
What can I say? The big one didn't work.
How did you feel about that, Rachel?
So, I've been actually catching up on some comics recently. Read issue 110 of Invincible by Image Comics, and also The Walking Dead number 125. And both of them are like. They're actually relatively good jumping on points for both. Because in Walking Dead, it actually gives you exactly what's going on in the story and then progresses it very quickly in the last panel, like Walking Dead is wont to do. For those who have not read the Walking Dead comic, it is brutal as hell. Like, it is not for the faint of heart.
Like, more so than normal Walking Dead?
Oh, God, yes. Read issue 100 if you don't have a queasy stomach. Read issue 100 of The Walking Dead.
I watched Dread. Is that good enough?
Watch Dread? No.
Because that was some serious violence. Man.
It's worse. Even... It is so bad. But it's really good, but it's really bad at the same time. And Robert Kirkman is amazing on both of those books. Really, I've been just playing Bravely Default on the 3DS. I did get my Heroes of the Storm Alpha invite today.
Nice.
It's installing. I haven't actually played it any. Oh, it installed. So I might disappear.
Goodbye, everyone.
My connection's going bad.
Yeah. If CJ disappears in the next, 15, maybe 20 minutes, we'll know what he's doing.
15, 20 hours.
Within the next 15 or 20 minutes.
Back down, don't worry.
Well, I guess to his defense, considering I disappeared until 4:30 this morning, it would be fair for me to lose him to a video game.
So, other than that, I've just been working a lot, training the new guy to... do my job whilst I am on vacation. I've been really boring. I did get a new toy to play with, a USB charging station that is really, really quick, like insanely fast on charging. I brought my 3DS down to 10% of its battery, and it's now up to 100, and it's been plugged in for less than an hour.
Nice.
Whoa.
This is probably not just the USB. Unattended, like, don't plug it in overnight, because if you're running that much voltage through something,
yeah,
you're awake and not taking a nap while you're using this.
Yeah, so you remember the Tesla car that was in the news a couple months ago? Just don't put that DS next to your nightstand or on your nightstand next to your head. Like 3 in the morning, the battery explodes. Speaking of batteries exploding, did you guys see the video of a guy who got an S5 and decided to do a smash test? And he finally busted through the glass with a hammer, and he kept hammering and busted open the battery and was like, and didn't know what to do with it. It was great.
Quick, somebody get some Febreze or something.
Yeah, it was perfect. Yeah, and then at the very end,
99% for Darwinism. Trust me, it's all day. That's perfectly fine with me.
At the very end, he was like, somebody get some Febreze. It was great.
I don't understand those smash tests.
The point of them should be to say, hey, look, if I drop a hammer from 4 or 5 inches, with its amount of weight, it's not going to crack the screen. I don't know why they take it to the extreme of going, yeah, if I take a hammer and hit it with full force from above my head, it's going to crack the screen. Well, yes.
It's pretty much called penis envy. Yeah.
Well, it's like, I got a $700 phone.
Yeah. I mean,
but you spend so much money on it.
Channel on YouTube.
I assume they're making enough money to buy them just for smashing and or they're given to them.
Yeah,
they're probably given to them.
Or they're like really rich, snotty
kids.
Give
them to me.
Yeah, right, right.
Hi, I have a PO box to send all of that fun stuff to because, well, obviously you clearly don't disturb it.
Right.
Feedback at geek.com. I will gladly give you the studio address. All right, and onto the TV update. That's pretty much it. S.H.I.E.L.D. this last week was dealing with the massive breakneck episode that happened last week. So it's not as, balls to the wall as last week's was, but it was still really good. And it's still obvious that even on a slow episode that it could still keep up a decent pace and be compelling, which it wasn't the first half of the season. So whoever they fired after that first half of the season and whoever plays him, you. Because even a slow episode is a good episode.
I need to binge watch on that.
You need to binge watch after episode 7.
I watched the first episode and I was kind of like, eh. And I have all 17 or whatever recorded on the TiVo in the other room. I just, the first episode did not grab me. So
skip 2 through 7.
The first episode sucked pretty hardcore.
Okay.
Yeah, skip
good,
2 through 6 or 7.
I felt.
look up whatever episode is the Rage Staff from the Thor tie-in.
The Well is that. I think it's episode 6, maybe 7. Yeah.
Okay.
Start with that one and go forward. Because other than that, like, I was out. And Jared had to pull me back in because I was out. I couldn't pull it anymore.
Hello.
I was really like, I get up on the show.
We're very close.
Okay. I thought so.
That's why we always finish together.
Sandwiches.
That's what I was going to say.
Hey. Do you want to build a snowman?
Yep.
This is Southern Alabama, and I never.
Yeah, I know. Right? Yeah,
good luck with building a snowman.
It is definitely
down here.
A
Alabama connection.
There you go.
What's an Alabama connection?
Building snowman.
Building snowman.
Yes. And on to the weekly CJ binge watches Buffy update. Finished season 4. That ending was really weird. Like, that season started off really well and then went weird places.
Yeah. Is that the one with Adam? The
Yeah. He's the Frankenstein demon robot guy.
Gosh. Yeah, yeah. That guy.
That season went weird.
Yeah. I think they kind of wrote themselves into a corner and were like, how do we kill something invincible?
Yeah.
going to make magic. Something up. Magic.
Magic. Magic sword that kills all the things.
And basically, like, they have two outs on this show, I'm noticing. Magic and vampires, which leads me into me getting into season 5 and then reading out Captain America, Riley. Because I'm guessing the guy didn't want to renew his contract or didn't want to do the show anymore, so all of a sudden it's like, vampires.
I mean, it's Buffy, so yeah. They're going to return to that, well, fairly often, I would say.
It was a complete character flip for him. Like, this character had nothing would make him go to the levels of fang-whoring himself out. And then all of a sudden, he's paying people to suck him.
Off.
And it was so totally out of character for him. So
it seemed like a case where you had a character arc that was planned for the season, and then season 5 came along, and they got to fall out, and, oh, God, what are we going to do with this guy? And then, yeah.
Vampires.
It could very well be, yeah. Oh, vampires!
Whoops. Vampires.
At least the vampires didn't pop sparkle.
Hot pocket, if you know what I mean. Sorry.
And I have gotten to the point where I have accepted Sarah Michelle Gellar as the actress that everybody was saying that she was. Because I got to spoiler of a 20, almost 20-year-old show.
Oh, no. Don't spoil.
Oh, no. Spoiler.
I got to the point, I got to where she found her mom dead on the couch. And I was talking to Jazz earlier today, and you can really tell how well an actor or an actress is when they are presented with that surprise hole that they can't get out of, and how quickly they absorb it and actually show it. So the level of emotion that was showed in Sarah Michelle Gellar's face in 5 seconds was breathtaking.
Huh.
Just you know, her, you know, happy-go-lucky, and then, Mom? Mommy?
I've only ever seen the movie and Spike, or Angel, so I've not really watched.
It's okay.
I've been told I should. I've been told it's very good, but yeah.
I've been told that no one should ever watch the movie, ever. But
Daryl keeps trying to get us to watch it for watches, but we can't find it legally or even like a place where I can stream it.
Oh, it used to be on Netflix. Did they take it off?
Off of Netflix now. Like, I mean, I look for any place that we could even stream it like together, and nope.
Just so, we need power after Avengers. They took all the copies, burned them, buried it, son of the earth.
Oh, come on, vampire! How can you go wrong with that?
I'm making fly, which is great.
Something's a good idea.
So that's pretty much what I've been up to. I'm gonna finish out season 5 probably tomorrow, and then you know on to season 6 and 7, and then I might actually watch Angel because it was like you need to watch Angel.
It's such a good show.
I like Angel better.
I'm not the hugest fan of David Boreanaz, though.
I know, but it's okay. So good.
It's okay.
Less pretty people, and I don't care what
you're talking about. He's pretty. I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know.
Right. Hey, I can admit to that one.
Yeah. Okay. He's pretty. Yes. Throwing that out there. There are still statistically less pretty people. Plus, no Willow, which is a definite downside.
You get your statistics.
Okay, no Willow. She shows up occasionally.
And there is Harmony. Sure. That is not selling me on the
Willow
show.
Willow shows up at some point.
Harmony's only in like two, maybe
two episodes. But then you have
that's
Fred.
Too many.
You've got Fred. And that's a girl for reference.
Yes.
Yeah. Two episodes of Harmony is too many.
I don't disagree with you there, but don't mention it like she's like a supporting cast member. She's there twice, and everybody
and
hates
also,
her.
Also, what's her fate? Cordelia, also not a selling point to me.
She becomes a selling point.
Who's not a selling
I'll
point?
Watch it. I'll watch it. There's no question about that. I will watch it because I'm going to get through the
Cordelia
entire
and Angel is exponentially better than Cordelia. And
yeah.
Buffy.
Yeah.
Promise. I promise you. With all that is in me.
Nerd fight!
Oh. She is so the fighting came after the intermission.
What?
All right. So that's all that I've been up to. Daryl, what have you been doing?
You went completely weird. Are you talking to me?
Yes. That was supposed to be, hey, Daryl, what have you been doing? But it was, hey, Daryl.
DJ, he's frozen.
Uh-oh. Oh, Rachel is too. Look, unless she's just like really good at holding that awkward pose.
No, I'm moving.
Oh, wow, you were just really good at holding that awkward pose. Never mind.
All right, children.
Wow. Yeah, so Daryl, it's all you. What you been up to?
Not a lot, unfortunately. My day job has been ridiculously busy, so I've started a few things. So I started playing Persona 4 on PlayStation Vita, which is a nice reminder of why I used to love those like very, very Japanese games. But yeah, haven't got that far. And yeah, I binge-watched S.H.I.E.L.D. up until 17. I had a few episodes to catch up on, which was quite good, and now I've got even more to catch up on. And of course, Hearthstone on the iPad.
What on the iPad? What was it?
Hearthstone.
Oh, Hearthstone. Yeah, yeah.
So Shield is good. You think Andy should go for it?
Oh, definitely. I was in the sort of situation of when it first started, I loved it, but because of what it had as potential. You know, it was just
unrealized potential is like, exactly. Oh, come on!
It's going to be awesome. Trust me, I can just feel it. Don't let it firefly. Stop watching it and it's cancelled.
I watched the first episode and I was like, oh, that was okay, but it's going to be better. I know it is. Pilots are always bad. And the second episode, I was like, oh, God.
Okay. You can do this, eh? I can do this.
Come on, guys. Hang in there. And it can be worse.
So 17 came along and I was like, I told you so.
Yes. And like the last few episodes. Finally. Finally. Took you half a season to do it, but yeah, okay.
But I think in hindsight, that half season is going to actually be quite good if you go back and watch it again. Or at least watchable.
Okay, so but do you agree that I should start at the beginning? That I mean, I've seen the first episode. Should I start at like 6 or 7 and go on from there?
You wouldn't miss a lot if you did.
Okay.
There's really not much that happens.
I think I'm gonna start there.
Yeah. I'm going to watch episode 1 and then jump to 7 because, you know.
Yep. Watch the pilot, then go to 7.
It's in the pilot, so.
Because there's Sky, and Sky's a horrible character.
We don't have to watch 2 to 6, so they just don't exist. Or do we still have to watch those to get an understanding?
Nope, you're good.
Nope. Okay. 2 to 6 don't exist. Okay, I'm writing that down.
I'm scrolled through to find out the exact numbers here. Let's see. Episode 7. No, 8. Episode 8 is where you can start.
Okay. So 2 to 7 don't exist.
Yeah. Because most of it is developing Sky as a character, and she's a horrible character to start off with.
She's not a horrible character.
Horrible character. You are distracted by her boobs.
Fight. She has a nice face, too.
It doesn't make her a good character.
She's the POV character. She's the one that's not an agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.
But she's still... Then she's a horrible POV character.
She's not bad. There have been worse.
Yep.
Big Mac agrees with me.
What that is happening?
Who was that?
Yep.
It's Big Macintosh off My Little Pony.
Oh, I was just like, wait.
Oh,
wow. You're pulling out the pony clips.
Hey, no.
The pony clips.
Shut up. Oh, I gotta go. Would you look at that? The pony clips are coming.
Well played. Well played.
According to the Urban Dictionary, pony clips? No, I'm
joking. Oh, God.
Oh, TMI.
Carry on, as you want.
I love it, because I fit right in.
Ah.
Oh, good old Paul Hogan.
Ah, yes, pony clips is not defined. Thank God.
Very God.
Maybe you need to define it.
Although Alabama Hot Pockets have been defined.
Don't search that. That's not a real thing. Somebody made that crap up.
So, Daryl, since you've watched the show probably more than anybody else on here...
I get to choose someone else. Sorry, did I just preempt you?
It played.
Yeah, you preempted me.
Okay. Yeah, there you go.
Playing with things.
And you were worried that I wouldn't talk enough.
Ah. You're doing fine.
Touche, sir. Touche. No,
just keep talking.
Keep talking over CJ. It's fine. We like it.
Yeah, well,
pretty sure he likes it too.
We do that. Ooh, hello.
Derek's like my BFF and my think of anything homoerotic, sir, off the top of my head. So yeah.
He's your British buddy.
Yeah, British he gives buddy. Me all of his English breakfasts.
I'll come and have your mom's brownies.
Whoa, heyo.
So am I just choosing someone and we're waiting for you to ask me to?
No, go ahead. Go ahead. Pick someone.
I'm going to go with Jared. I want to see what he says about Fargo.
There's two.
Wait, which one?
The Jareds always complain about being last, so Jared, go.
Oh, the one that watched Fargo.
Fargo. Okay, that's me. No, actually, I
Five Iron, and I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, now you really do have to pick.
Now you're really confusing me.
The one who lives in Alabama who listens to Five Iron Frenzy.
Yeah, we're
no, be more specific. Dang. More specific. Come on.
Oh man,
who has a 2-year-old?
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
For another couple weeks, that's still a tie, I think.
Yep.
Maybe. Yep. Anyway, Fargo. It was not what I was expecting. Holy crap. My previous understanding of this movie, for some odd reason, because all I heard were the funny parts, was that it was a comedy.
Nope.
I did not realize that it was, based on a true story and about a murder. Like, I had no idea. Or, no, a double, triple murder. How many people?
Triple
murder. By the time the movie's over. Spoiler alert, watch out.
Whoa.
Triple homicide. Whoa.
96. Movie from 96. I just spoiled it. Crap.
Yeah.
No, I actually thoroughly enjoyed it. I read the synopsis and realized that my previous expectations were completely wrong. I went into it with the right mindset. Because What's that?
You're not the only one who had the expectations, because I thought it was some kooky cult comedy that I was going to get myself into.
Exactly.
Like,
well, because you always hear people go, heck you mean? The heck you mean? And I'm like,
mean,
okay, cool. You shot me in the face.
Yeah, you should blame Scott Johnson for ruining that.
Yeah.
There's some guy that's really chipper.
Right. Yes, right. No, not so much.
Spoiler. Not that kind of chipper.
Right.
According to that note.
He was actually very chipper by the end of the movie. It just not what anyone's expecting. What was I going to say? I actually did thoroughly enjoy it. It was actually, I don't remember if this was during the show. No, it was one night. I was just talking about wanting to watch something humorous. And this is what I decided on that night, by the way, guys.
What?
Yeah. Because I was like, you know, I'm not in the mood for a drama. I'm really just, I just want something kind of humorous to put on. I couldn't figure out what it was. And I was like, Fargo. And I was like, oh, I read the synopsis.
Did you see the original movie?
No, this was the movie I just watched. I just watched the movie. That's the worst part. So
yeah.
I read the preview, so I knew what I was getting into, but I had already decided to hit play, essentially. So I was like, whatever, I'll just go ahead and watch it. Because everybody talked about it with humorous parts. So I was like, at least it'll have some redeeming humor. And it did. And it's all the parts that everybody mentions. except nobody ever talks about the pregnant sheriff. Not a lot of people mention her regularly, but she's like the main part of the movie. And I think it's hilarious. That you have this sheriff who's pregnant trying to waddle around and solve a double murder that turns into a triple homicide. It just, anyway, it was, I did enjoy it. It was good. I don't know if I'll ever see the show until it comes out on Netflix, though, because I don't have cable TV. So
are you giving it some Tito's?
Am I going to give it some Tito's? Let's see. Out of 10.
Since we skipped out watches this week, I noticed.
Since we did what? Oh, in watches, yeah. Oops.
That was Airheads.
Let's see. Tito's for Fargo. And once I corrected my expectations, I would say it was a good 7.5. I would say it was a good 7.5 once I corrected my expectations. It's not perfect, and it's not the best movie I've ever seen, but it is a really good movie.
But you did enjoy it?
I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Does it make you want to watch the TV show?
I do, mainly because of Martin Freeman. Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I would watch it.
The Jareds are in sync there.
Andy Dufresne.
Yeah. So, yeah, the show I'd love to watch, but I don't have cable TV, so it'll be a Netflix thing eventually.
Well, it's not out yet, is it?
Yeah, it started, didn't it? I thought it started like this week. Could be wrong.
It's not a week over here.
It's if it hasn't started, it's very soon.
Yeah.
We're getting it in about 7 years when it finally gets.
Once you pay your $300 VAT tax per episode.
Exactly.
Man.
The first episode premiered on the 15th. So.
What? Who is on top of new TV when they don't have cable?
Oh, man, I missed that one.
Well, I already had the S.H.I.E.L.D. thing pulled up, so I just changed it to Fargo.
Nice.
Yeah, 9.4 on IMDb.
If it's anything like the movie and then they add Martin Freeman and Billy Bob Thornton, it can't get anything but better. So I don't see that going a wrong direction. And I also watched Futurama, which is not the first time I've seen it, so I knew what to expect there. But that's it was background video while I'm doing other stuff, and it's just fun to have on.
Yeah.
The most recent episode was it the robot battles, the stupid the one where Bender ends up accidentally knocking out the masked robot or whatever it is, and then ends up going into fighting robots, and Leela challenges her old master, who ends up.
Being
a puppeteer thing. That's probably the last thing I've watched recently. And then I took some senior portraits of my my little sister, who's now freaking 19 or almost 20. It's ridiculous.
Wow.
19. She was a year behind.
There's nothing that makes you feel older than taking senior portraits of a younger sibling.
Yeah, or the only thing that one ups that is realizing that my other sister is getting married in October, and that's and I was like, wait, what? Hold on, wait, no, we've talked about it before, but I left.
By the way, for the record, Budlong's sisters got all the good looking genes.
Yes, they did. I will not.
His sisters are rather cute, and definitely, I could see the family resemblance, but
yeah,
man,
they got the good genes, no doubt. If you're curious what those pictures look like, you can go to budlongphotography.com. If you really want to see the direct link, it's actually in the show notes, but it's in the galleries part of budlongphotography.com.
I thought he meant taking pictures of himself while he's trying to understand what people in Airheads were saying.
There you go.
Senior pictures. I get it.
See?
That was a little joke. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to get – I know I'm not the one that's the soundboard, but –
That was more of a stretch than I usually make for those jokes.
That's a reach around and a half.
Wow.
What can I say? I'm glad I have long arms.
Oh, man. I think that's for this week. I think that's it. I'm excited about next week. I'm supposed to get a shotgun microphone in for video interviews. So that should be in on the 22nd.
Oh, nice.
It's an inexpensive one, but it's by Rode, so it should be decent for the $150 or whatever it was I paid for it. It comes with its own mount for my camera, and it also has it's called a dead cat, but it's a fur sock that puts over it to keep the wind noise from hitting the mic.
Oh, it's a Zeppelin.
It's not the Zeppelin blimp thing. It's actually just a dead, it's called a dead cat. It's a big furry thing that you stick on top of the mic to keep wind from hitting the mic directly. It breaks it up beforehand.
Right. Hey, somebody else that's going to be willing to clip clips out of here, because Budlong never is willing to cut stuff of his own self. Dead cat and big furry thing. I need those.
I will mark them and try to pull them. I just never mark my own.
I need those in my life.
All right. I'll try and see what I can do.
I at least marked it in the right area. I'll see if I can go back and find them later.
At least I'll remind Budlong to do it. That's my job, right?
Sure. That works for me. I guess we'll go with the person who has the most text on the page, Rachel.
No idea what you're talking about.
I could get Dale to read it for you.
By the way, big furry thing isn't defined by the Urban Dictionary. Just putting that out there.
Who told Dale about the Urban Dictionary?
No, that was two episodes back. Dale reads the Urban Dictionary.
Dale is just having a grand old time with Urban Dictionary.
I've noticed that in the time I have joined.
Yeah, that's his new job, is to go on Urban Dictionary and search for random phrases that we use.
What else was that? Dead cat.
Balls to the ball. Furry thing.
Big furry thing isn't defined. It's furry thing defined, though.
Yeah. Cat, what's that one?
Anyway, Rachel, what
what have I been up to? I was up till 4:30 this morning, and my children decided to wake me up at 8:15 this morning.
Oh.
And I was up at 7 o'clock yesterday morning because I worked all day yesterday.
Die tonight.
So, yeah. I'm on not even four full hours of sleep. Woo-hoo. Yeah. Now, ask me why I was up till 4:30 in the morning.
Why, Rachel? Why are we... Oh.
CJ was snoring in the other room. I was sitting here writing fabulous essays. I had 4 essays due actually tonight by midnight, so they're done, which is the only reason why I'm actually here tonight and actually participating.
Congratulations.
So I literally wrote, from 9 o'clock last night until 4:30 this morning, I read a 164-page book. That was number one. I wrote 4 essays about that book, 4 different essays. An expository, a narrative, a persuasive, and a descriptive essay.
All for the same book.
All from the same... Well, that was the requirement. It had to be from one of the 3 books we read. And, of course, I didn't read the other 2 books, and I only had 1 book here at the house. So, all on the book. And then I did discussion forums, times 2, responses, times 3, and... took a test at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
And I passed it!
I was sleeping, and I don't think anybody in this world can blame me.
No.
But I passed the test, and at least I got something in before deadlines today, so that's got to count for something, right?
Exactly.
Although I did go back and I read my persuasive essay, and I kind of giggled, because... it was fucking awesome. And anybody who can use the word lollygagging in a persuasive essay, I am quite proud of myself for that.
Kudos, you.
Bravo.
Kudos.
Bravo.
And, impressive.
What was that word? I might have to put it in my research report.
Lollygagging. Here, I will type it out for you.
Okay.
L-O-L-L-Y-G-A-G-G-I-D. There you go.
Thank you.
It's like gagging on a lolly.
No.
It's like messing around, isn't it?
Oh, actually, I'll Urban Dictionary that as soon as I write it.
Oh, God.
Spend time aimlessly or idle.
To lollygag is to dawdle or to
mess around, to not
to gag on
procrastinate.
Yeah.
Essentially. Exactly what I did for my essays.
Yay!
Yay!
You were being meta.
Meta essay then. You were like describing what you were doing before you were doing the essay. So it's sort of like many layers of...
Many layers of lollygag, yes.
The action and resulting noises that happen when someone lolly is servicing a guy with...
Oh, too my big of a tool.
Told you!
Legit. But yeah, I'm in the final 3 weeks of the semester, so I am becoming a raging madwoman. And yeah, CJ is... being extremely tolerant of me. Although I am writing 3 lesson plans before the 22nd, so I've basically got this weekend and Monday to write this lesson plan on the most stupidly adorable book that I've come across as of yet. It's called I Need My Monster, and it's by an author by the name of Amanda Knoll. And it's a little boy whose monster goes fishing. He literally rolls over into bed one night, and there's a note under his bed from his monster, whose name is Gabe, that says, gone fishing, back in a week. So he goes through like 5 different monsters, and he's almost too old to have a monster under his bed.
Almost.
But, yeah. And I kind of picked it up because our son and daughter have been doing the whole there's monsters. Well,
really?
I was like, okay, we can do this, because it's got a really cute little ending, and it's not a scary book, but it definitely gives them a little bit more grounding for, you know, if you're gonna say there's monsters, at least have the imagination to have some really cool monsters,
some rad monsters.
But yeah, I get to write a word work lesson plan, woo woo, vocabulary. A writing lesson plan and a comprehension lesson plan off of that book, which should be fun.
There you go.
I'm really glad I work for corporate America. I cannot imagine, like, when I am done with work, unless my phone goes off, I am so not thinking about work. Like, I don't
My first couple years teaching, I am going to have a lot of work at home, whether it be lesson planning or whatnot.
Yes.
After my first year, really the only thing that I after my first couple years, really the only thing that I should have to do at home, unless I want to reinvent a lesson, is grading. So
yeah, until you get into a routine and that sort of thing as well.
Yep. And actually, I'm technically with my lesson planning that I have to do right now, I will never have to do the type of lesson plans that I'm writing in school. So there's always that, because the lesson plans that I have to write right now are like 13 pages long.
Oof.
Because they want it in a script format, which thank God I know how to write scripts.
That helps. See,
other
drama's
than that,
good for something.
Pretty much. I think that's the only... Okay, if you think about it this way, Dale, I'm on stage every day of the week when I'm at school.
Yes, well,
That's all teaching is.
Yeah.
So other than that, Game of Thrones, all I'm going to say about this is hail to the king.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Still haven't seen it.
Watched any episode of Game of Thrones.
Oh my God, it is so good.
I am so sad that some of these episodes are ending when they end, because I'm like, no more, give me more, and it just goes next week. I'm like, really?
Coming up next week.
Like, complete cock block. Thank you. I wanted more. You're a jerk. And I believe it's next weekend I'm getting sucked back into Dungeons and Dragons.
Uh-oh.
It's this weekend.
It's this weekend?
Well, and one, it's Pathfinder. And two,
CJ,
yeah, we're doing character
this weekend,
creation.
We might not be able to do it because we have the concert thing on Saturday.
That is true. So we'll have to let our ST know that we either have to do it Sunday or,
Oh, so you said you're doing Pathfinder, which is 3.75 edition, if memory serves me correctly.
Yes. You're serving that.
Sorry. Wait. Who gave the nerd alert? Hold on.
I'm running audio for my my Star Wars game, and yes, I'm running audio and video for my Star Wars game on Saturday. So yeah, I'm not going to cast too many stones in that direction.
There you go.
Good choice.
But yes, we also have a awesomeness coming up on Saturday, which we will be discussing next week.
Ooh.
Secrets. Well, not really big secrets. If you know,
considering we did an entire episode.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know at all. At all.
It may or may not have to do with some awesome video game musics. And an orchestra.
And some beep boops.
Yes. Speaking of beep boops.
Live beep boops.
Live beep boops. They're the best kind of beep boops.
So who have I forgotten? Have we forgotten Dale?
There's a Jared and a Dale.
We have a Budlo. We have a Vito and a Dale.
Oh, but if I pick Vito, then Dale will be last. If I pick Dale, then Vito. Well, sorry, Jared, you're always last anyway.
Oh, I don't think I was last week.
Wow.
No, you got to go like way before me
last
week.
I've been last in a while.
Last.
It's okay. Dale's been gone. He's back. He's back from his training adventures.
Yes, my training adventures.
Even if Dale goes last, he would still go first.
That's
true, because he's in the
future. He's in the future, so he's actually last
I'm
no matter what.
Gone.
You're last no matter
man,
what.
Man.
Yeah, thanks. Now you've just made me feel better. Thanks for that. Thanks.
I love you, Dale.
That's all right. You're still smiling on my end. All I can see is you smirking, so it's fine.
There you go. My weird smirk from the Australian Constitution Convention nearly 4 years ago. Anyway, strange tangent. I watched Cars for Snails the other day.
Turbo!
It's cute!
What a predictable movie that is.
Yeah, really.
It is.
I was sitting there going, that's going to happen. And it did. And that's going to happen. Oh, it did. Oh, and no, I'm not going to spoil it, but I saw kind of the, I knew what that was going to happen at the end.
Oh, yeah.
Is this Turbo?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Turbo.
I was like, car for snails.
Cars for snails, yeah.
Cars for snails.
Essentially, that's what it is. Kind of like planes is cars for planes.
Right.
Cars for planes.
That's what we
is going to be cars for planes for fire trucks for
for rescue. Cars for rescue. Which that needs to be a movie.
Won't they have that one coming out?
Yes.
Yeah, cars for planes for rescue. Yes. It's this summer.
Anyway,
that's
yes,
coming out for my birthday. I'm pretty sure.
In a world, planes, and planes are cars.
Cars for snails.
One snail. Let's go. One plane.
Okay. Speaking of that guy, have you guys seen the video of a guy who has a very similar voice who actually they do videos? The drive-through one.
Yes.
Oh, it's so good. He voices the drive-through intercom system and just makes up a story from how they order.
In a world where you order,
what's it called? The movie they do the movie trailers, honest movie trailers.
Yeah,
it's that guy.
But he's like, in a world where Rachel can make up her mind. She doesn't know if she wants mustard
or
ketchup.
Okay, that right there, I know you're making a horror film, because if I could make up my mind, we'd be screwed in this lifetime.
All right.
Tangent over.
The boat haunted house.
That was my fault.
Coming this summer.
That was my fault.
I think we're all at fault.
What would you do, Danny? You just turned us all over the rails. Not off of them, just all over them.
Hey-o, that might be a show title, throwing you all over the rails. Yes, I joined the Snapchat revolution.
Yeah, we can see Dale's wiener.
I don't think that's a thing anyone. I don't think anyone wants to see that ever.
Well, you're on chat, Snapchat, so it's a thing. You have to do
that. Dating people, that's probably not true, but, you know.
There you go. Well, it doesn't make me feel any better about myself, thanks.
Well, this got awkward quickly.
It's okay. It happens when you're 12.
Yeah. Whoa.
Who had the other
trainees in the outback?
Who had close to 1 hour? Who had close to 1 hour? Although I think my agent didn't
done Daryl well. Daryl already got you like 40 seconds into the show.
Yeah. We're way ahead of you.
Anyway. And I haven't done much podcasty things lately because of schoolwork myself. I basically have a close to 20-page research report. I had a presentation due and an essay about Windows Vista. Yes, that's how stuck in the past
what?
We are.
Oh.
What is wrong?
So sorry.
You win. Is that what
you win the internets from me today.
Yes.
Wow.
We still talk about Vista Down Under because, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
you're in the future, yet stuck in the past.
But I'm not exactly. A Mac snob. I have Windows 7 on my gaming box. And I love it. Vista?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, we were looking at how Monopoly markets and all that fun stuff. And apparently Vista is the example that they gave. Not 7 or 8, but still Vista.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
We like to be stuck 7 years in the past because, that's
what they did. They updated their teaching plan.
Exactly. They just used the same teaching plan for ever. Although, what did they use before that? Windows 3.0? Like, what?
Windows
3.5 NT for work groups.
Windows for work groups. Anyway, so yeah, I've been full up with schoolwork and that sort of thing as well. And
we'll give them the benefit of the doubt. They used ME.
ME?
Oh,
there you
go. They used ME.
The one before that was horrible.
Otherwise known as WINCE.
WINCE.
Anytime you had to use, you were like, oh, this is really bad.
In the news today, economists use WINCE because that's that sounds like an awesome headline. but yes, I've been super boring. Wow, can I get any more boring? Someone who's not boring ever, let's go to Dude Bro and see what he's been up to.
Dude Bro.
Dude Bro. It's been a crazy week, Dude Bro. And,
Dude Bro. Boring, yeah.
I watched...
I'm carrying the joke on whether anyone else likes it or not.
Hey, I've still got the bottom third, so...
Yeah.
The only decent thing to come out of the April Fool's joke.
And nobody knows what it means.
No person outside of the community knows anything about it.
Community.
Uh-oh. Andy's attempting to be dude bro. Hold on.
Oh.
No, that was
popping
enough.
His collar?
Yeah, just pop my collar.
Dude bro.
No, that's douche bro. That's douche bro.
Nice. Well played.
So I needed like about an hour or so of something just to make noise. So I watched Hero Dreams of Sushi.
Oh, so good.
Hero Dreams of Sushi on Netflix, because I've heard a lot about it. And I'm obsessed with sushi. And it was a good documentary. Very interesting about this dude who's been making sushi for literally 75 years.
And oh, just a quick
freaking
tangent.
Obsessed with it. And man, just watching it made me so hungry.
I really want some sushi.
I don't want to pay $300 for sushi.
For our reference, it's J-I-R-O when you're trying to spell it.
Our local supermarket has started making sushi.
Yeah, I spelled it wrong, didn't I?
Whoops.
Yeah, by the time it gets
okay, I know it's spelled wrong, but you don't have to bold and make it giant.
Jeez. Blame Netflix. Yeah. I copied it from their website.
Yes.
I love the recommended is Being Elmo. And then Indie Game the Movie.
Which I've also watched, and it's a good documentary.
And then Battle Royale. It's so good.
Which I've also watched.
I actually really liked Battle Royale. With anything. But man, I don't think I would put those four movies together.
Come on, dude. Battle Royale with cheese.
Battle Royale with cheese.
Battle Royale with sushi.
With sushi.
Oh, man.
Actually, I do think they eat sushi in Battle Royale, so there's the connection.
We're just talking louder.
Nice code words, but I'm
confused. Longer than I thought it was.
I have no idea what's going on here. Anyway. Dude, bro. So I've been watching Batman Beyond, and I'm almost finished.
Me too.
With that. What was that?
Me too.
Meat?
Says CJ.
Okay. But, there's like an episode toward the end of season 3 that I've never seen before, and I thought I had watched all of Batman Beyond back in the day, but I guess not, because there's like this Justice League crossover thing where Batman Beyond joins the Justice League for a two-part episode.
The Once in Future King. Or Once in Future Thing, sorry.
Yeah, the Once in Future King, I think, is something else.
Yeah, well, this one was called The Call, Part 1 and Part 2.
The end of the series is also it's the Once in Future Thing, which is basically also that.
Okay. But it was rad. It was a lot of fun. And seeing...
Sorry, Batman Beyond nerd.
future Superman. And was that Future Wonder Woman, or was that somebody?
Yep. That's Future Wonder Woman. There is
otherwise
actually
known
a...
As, otherwise known as me, but carry on.
There's on DC does these really really short digital comics that eventually go into being print comics every week. And there's a Batman Beyond one and also a Justice League Beyond one. So if you want more of that story that starts up at the end of the series, you can read those two, and they're fantastic.
Nerd. Maybe I will. Hey, it's cool. And then, you know, they have like all these new Justice League members.
There's a different.
Yes, they're Batman. Cool. We're not Nerd.io. That would be dumb.
Nerd.io.
That's a whole other network.
Pulled your nerd out. Ew.
Those are our arch nemesis. Nemesi.
Yes.
Nemesis.
I don't know.
Hosted by JC Tank.
So Batman Beyond. So rad. Still good. Almost finished. I'm trying to decide what to watch after I finish. I'm thinking Bob's Burgers.
Bob's Burgers.
Man, I
am something
really
on Netflix.
Sad.
It's 30 minutes long. Some nice little chunk of thing.
Yeah,
that's what
I'm really
thinking.
Sad that I haven't watched Bob Burgers because there was a Bob's Burgers Archer crossover that I only really got half the joke because I watched Bob's Burgers, but apparently he wakes up in the middle of an episode just ended of Bob's Burgers and an Archer episode starts. It's a really fun episode, but I know I missed about half of the joke because I'm not aware with the other material. So that's I am kind of sad that I, because it's the same guy that voices both characters.
Yeah, the J. Benjamin. John, yeah, H. John,
John
Benjamin.
H. Yeah, H. John, H. John.
There Benjamin. It is.
Benderson.
That guy. He's also done voices on Family Guy and Venture Brothers. Just name a few.
Is that the guy really just has a voice?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like he doesn't and do it's, voices.
He's no, really it's the same voice. Total
voice actor, but he gets hired because it's a very distinct, very dry, good voice.
Yeah.
It's an excellent voice.
I've not seen Adventure Brothers before. I should watch that.
Oh, you should.
Oh, that you should watch.
It's a quality product.
I need to catch up on Adventure Brothers. Like I fell off after season three, and
maybe that's next. And then Bob's Burgers. Although I've seen most of Bob's Burgers before.
Yeah, I fell off of Venture Brothers when I got rid of cable, and I never picked it back up.
I think Netflix added some seasons.
They've
I
got
think.
The first season, which I already have on DVD.
Oh, okay, I don't
know if they've added more since then, but like I need to see seasons 4 through the current. And aside from that, just Shield, which everybody else has been talking about, but I'm still one episode behind, so. But that last episode before this current episode was just amazing. Whoa. So amazing. I'm glad they're doing like really good tie-ins with the actual Marvel thematic universe with the movies and stuff.
I'm going to binge watch that show when it's done.
But yeah, like the last episode was so good. So, so, so good. Even if it spoiled Winter Soldier pretty hardcore.
I should watch Winter Soldier before I get into the late teens then.
Yeah, I'd recommend it. If you don't, it's fine. Like, I still really want to see Winter Soldier really bad, even though S.H.I.E.L.D. kind of spoiled it pretty hardcore for me.
The Winter Soldier.
There was like no way they couldn't spoil it, because S.H.I.E.L.D. kind of plays a big role in Winter Soldier, so.
Yeah.
If you watch Shield first, then Winter Soldier would have spoiled Shield's end episode.
Exactly.
Oh man, yeah. They spoil each other.
So maybe I thought the Shield thing was so great because I hadn't seen Winter Soldier. Maybe I wouldn't have liked it as much.
Let's solve this problem and watch them both at the same time. Can we do that? Then neither of them spoil each other.
You just have to pick your path, man. Just pick your path. There you whichever go. One you just want better. Do you want Chris Evans to spoil it, or do you want Agent Coulson to spoil it for you?
I don't know. These choices you give me, these choices.
There's going to be a spliced up version where you have, you know, real time sequence and.
Oh yeah, somebody's going to do that. You know it's going to happen. Somebody's going to do that. I have no doubt. It's going to be amazing. But since CJ has fallen off the internet, he should be. But I think we're ready to go into the halftime time.
Yeah, it's
the halftime time.
Halftime at Tim time. Time. ATM
the tune
machine.
Time
pin
the halftime
number.
Time. Come on.
What about the Tim Tam?
Tim Tam? What?
Yes.
Jolly, Tim Tam Slam?
Jolly Rock.
Tim Tam Slam.
What are those? Jelly Bellies. There we go. Yep.
Jelly Bellies.
Jelly Bellies?
Jelly Bellies. Wow. And then the cookie things with the jam in the middle. What are those called? No.
Sorry.
For everyone across the pond, the biscuits with the jam in the middle.
The biscuits.
Jammy Dodger.
Jolly Dodger?
Jammy Dodger?
Jammy Dodger?
For the record.
Jolly Roger? What?
The TARDIS self-destruct button.
Yes.
Wait, is Daryl making that up or is that a real thing?
No, that's a thing.
That's probably
Jammy Dodger?
Jammy Dodger. Sure, that sounds good.
Jammy Dodger.
Not the Jolly
look
Roger.
Look up that one in Urban Dictionary.
Yeah. Oh. Ooh.
Okay.
No, you don't want to look that up.
I don't know what it is. It's predicted now. Don't look.
Daryl.
Wow. Oh crap.
Oh damn it, stupid Chrome. Why don't you work?
Is there like a British dictionary? I'm sure that exists on the internet.
It should.
Yes, we call it the dictionary.
Ah.
So.
They call it
with the either Alpha Geek Radio or the YouTube delay, Todd Gnomewise was almost as quick as us figuring out what that was. That's brilliant.
Okay, I just have Jammy in the search bar, and my God, I have a lot of ways that I can go with this. I don't know which one to hit. Either bastard, bottoms, git, torture, the C word, rape, jams, wobbles the F word or todger.
Wow.
That Dale is censoring himself.
Right.
Like, for some reason, not acceptable.
No, what it is he knows I'm recording and we'll clip those out and play them later.
Yes.
That's what it is. Oh, man. All right, so.
Oh, there we go. I've just found Jimmy Dodger. There you go. Right there. There we go.
Impressive.
Oh, yeah. That's just... Really? If you're curious, go look it up on Urban Dictionary.
Oh
my gosh.
I recommend don't go look it up on Urban Dictionary.
Why did you even put that in the chat?
I have to go to the bottom of
I'm going
to
go wash my
really
eyes.
Really, Dale?
So I think that deserves a break so that we can all go take showers and wash our hands.
It's better than... Settle long I
okay, yeah, even roughly. The girl is kind of like, you know.
Ew.
Better than an Alabama hot pocket. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is very valid.
I'm going to have to agree.
But now, if anybody comes up and says, hey, do you want to have a Jamie Dodger? I'm going to think of that. And
I'm really glad you showed up early for the show tonight.
All right. Let's go ahead and break this thing.
CJ missed that.
Yeah. He'll have to listen. He can listen to the show later. We're going to take a break here, guys. I don't even know how to transition. That's just...
Don't.
End on that.
If you want to dodge this
Jimmy
Dodger,
because we all need to
take
hours.
A break with the Geek.io show.
We're just going to...
We'll
dodge,
be right back.
You want to dodge the jammer, Timmy?
Don't make me mute you. Don't make me mute you.
Urban Dictionary thing.
I'll mute my microphone.
You've all probably heard about Audible.com before. It's the world's leading provider of audiobooks. Through Geek.io, you can actually get your first 3 months for 50% off. That's only $7.49 per month for the first 3 months. That'll save you over $22. Now, if you're not sure what Audible is, or you're not sure you're even going to like the service, feel free to try that Audible Listener Gold membership for free for 30 days. Remember, that includes one free book. After that 30-day trial is up, your membership will renew for the normal $14.95 per month, giving you access to one credit per month, as well as member benefits. What's that? You say you're already a member? Well, feel free to follow our link anyway, and you can give us a little kickback every time you buy an a la carte book. Check out all the details at www.geek-io.com/audible. And again, we want to thank audible.com for their support of the Geek.io podcast network.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? This is JD from How It Stacks here to talk to you about ProXPN. It is a private VPN, which basically means it is going to mask your IP address, protecting your data. So if you're out on the interwebs doing things you might not need to be doing, or if you're banking online overseas, it will help mask your data and keep it completely private. And you can do this for only $6.25 a month regularly, or you can use Geek20 for 20% off. So it's a pretty stellar deal, guys. And I'm just going to be honest, with all of the stuff that we've had going on, it's a good idea to invest in something like ProXPN.com. So I am JD, and I approve this message.
Have you ever purchased a pair of headphones only to find that they fall apart a few months later and you have to buy a new pair? Or end up finding a pair that you love so much, they sound great, they just don't match your style? Go check out Tweaked Audio. They've got 7 styles, with and without microphones, and 6 great colors. They also have wood, which is not a color. These headphones are designed to sound great for music and talk, and engineered for durability. Tweaked even believes in their products so much they've given us a lifetime guarantee. Head on over to geek-io.com/tweaked to check them out. And don't forget to use our code GEEK and get 33% off your order, plus free shipping.
Listen to Disney Geek.io right here on the Geek.io network, where Rachel, CJ, Kirby, and Leslie take you around the House of Mouse, where we talk about Walt Disney World, Disneyland, and Disney Studios related news, topics, and much more. Disney.geek-io.com.
We clawed, we chained our hearts, in vain we jumped, never asking why. We kissed, I fell under your spell of love, no one could deny. Don't you ever say I just walked away, I will always want you. I can't live a lie, running
for my life, I will always want you. I came in like a wrecking ball. I never hit so hard in love. All I wanted was to break your walls. All you ever did was wreck me. Yeah, you wrecked me. I knew that you were trouble when you walked in. Shame on me now. It slowly turned you. Should have let you win. Don't you ever say I just walked away. I will always love you. Cause baby, you're a firework. Come on, show them what you're worth. Make them go as you shoot across the sky.
The return of the Summer Movie Smackdown. This year, we have a newcomer, Daryl the Brit Shaler. We also have the return of the usual suspects, CJ the Tugging Boat, Rachel the Smartass Teacher, Jared the Pro Grammar Nazi, Dale the Outback Tranny, and our returning Summer Movie Smackdown champion, Jared the Bulldog. Our contestants will be virtually battling it out over the next 4 months to see who comes out on top. Stay tuned, folks, because this is the Geek.io Summer Movie Smackdown.
Yeah.
Wait, only I'm supposed to battle.
Yeah, I know, right?
All right. This is the first time we've actually attached it to a show, mainly so we could get Daryl a little bit more comfortable in his shoes. I'm not gonna lie, that's the entire reason why we did this instead of its own thing. All right. So first of all, I want to welcome back our MC for this virtual to the death auction, Andy Young.
Woo! Okay, no one's cheering. It's fine.
I don't have that audio clip handy, sorry.
You should have put the Batman of the
Thank game. You. Thank you very much.
Returning MC, the Batman of the gays, Andy Young.
Oh, man.
I still don't understand that, but whatever.
But it will last.
Get from Doom Wrestling Boys.
All right. Just a little bit of a quick breakdown about what's going on here. Through the season is going to start May 1st, 2014, and will end
August 22nd, 2014, with the results being at our live Dragon Con special.
What?
And I won't be at because I'm on the other side of the world. Carry on.
Yeah, well, yeah. Just hope you don't win because I'm going to give out an awesome trophy.
Because hope you like 2014.
Only if Dale wins. So yeah, we're gonna announce it at our Dragon Con episode where we will probably all be smashed and Alicia may be the only one who's actually coherent in any way, shape, or form.
No, I'll be sober.
So
we're gonna use Uber. We don't all have to stay sober. It's fun.
Yeah, exactly. Not all of us have to stay sober. We're good.
Oh boy.
Only because Uber. I mean, why not? I can't try it where
exactly.
I live.
Exactly. All right, we're cutting it down to films a little bit, mainly so we don't run into the other season again like we did with this last one that's still going on right now.
But yeah, the result, yeah, I know. This one seemed kind of long, but, you know, there weren't many.
Yeah, hopefully we won't run into it and have to cut off.
Dale says that a lot.
Yeah, thanks. Oh.
So, yeah, we are going 20 movies, the first one premiering on May 2nd, running through a premiere on August 22nd. I'm not going to say which films those are.
Hang on. I'm going to type something in the chat there.
Tap, 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 tap.
There you go.
Why? Who removed one? There was 20.
No, I didn't touch it. I didn't remove one.
I purposely did 20. Somebody removed
20.
Who can't count?
There's 20.
There's 20 there. Dale, we're not using the metric system.
There's 20. Goes to line 24. There's 20 there.
Okay. I can't count.
We're not using the metric system. Just
highlighting.
Why is the teacher one of the only ones that can count?
I can't do that.
All right. And we have a max of 60 seconds to bid on each of the films. We have $100 to spend, 100 virtual dollars to spend, starting at $5 and going in $1 increments. You cannot have two movies opening on the same weekend. So if Fart Gas 3 opens up on May 2nd, and also
Days Tip.
Of Past Future.
I didn't even remember two.
Which was a
straight to video. It was a straight to video.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's fair enough.
How we calculate is a little bit different than other drafts that go on. We actually count the U.S. domestic gross and divide it by how much you actually spend on the movie in the first 2 weeks of public release. Now, if it has
a value proposition.
Yes.
Exactly.
Like you can spend a ton, but if you spent a ton, a huge gross isn't going to mean as much.
Yeah, the prime example would be Iron Man 3, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. Correct. $50 on Iron Man.
Made 300 million in the first 2 weeks, but divided by $50 was not as.
Yeah.
We do have 2 weeks. Only the first initial 2 weeks of release. If it has a pre-release, those will not be counted. As we discovered, because apparently in the winter season, everybody likes to release their movies early.
Like, we know we said February 3rd, but really it's going to be July 15th.
Yes.
Whoa.
Why not?
We did this with the at the very end of the last episode, the last SmackDown. But if you do not spend all of your dollars, you may spend your remaining amount on a movie unless you are outbid and or not acknowledged by Andy.
I need to. Well, my movie was at The Legend of Hercules, for example. I spent $35 on that movie.
But it's money that you did not spend elsewhere. Yeah. So it is not, you know, it's just hanging out there. Like if I have $35 hanging out there, just not spent, at least I can get another thing.
Yes. Get all of the things.
You kind of have the balance between spending all 100 on here or trying to get a wild card that will actually bring in money.
The wild cards did provide some entertainment this season, so
yeah. So you have those two options: either go for broke during the auction, or save money back to see if you can get a wild card that brings in a ton of money, like Divergent did.
And I think Budlong didn't or use a wild card this last season.
I did not.
Do you still have money left over?
It doesn't get forwarded to this year, unfortunately.
It doesn't get forwarded.
No, I think it would be awesome to just tack it onto the amount of money he made.
No. Oh, yeah, actually.
But how? Wait, what?
But that's $35. That's,
yeah, we're counting in the millions.
$35 million. I mean, there's a translation, so it's obviously you're not paying $35 for a movie. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. If he gets $35 million onto his total, first fight a landslide.
These could be like old AT&T rules where it's rollover minutes, but these are rollover dollars. So now I have $135 to spend this time.
No, that would be super broken because he'd be like, two movies Star Wars is coming, or in 2 years Star Wars is coming out.
Yeah.
I'm just going to wait for that and bid, $110.
Yeah, but that actually wouldn't be worth it. It wouldn't be worth it to bid that much money because then it wouldn't give you as much on the
you return. Just have, right. You could get way more movies. You could get like 7 or 8
right
in one yeah. season.
So
20 movies, Andy, I have 11.
It is yes. on your call to start us off.
Does somebody have a gavel?
I have. Dude,
Andy has
I
all of the sound effects.
Check this out.
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
Just making
good
sure.
To go.
It's no Tom Merritt gavel,
just
but
a heads
it'll
up,
work.
We will be.
Well, he has an actual gavel.
It is not a quiet affair, so we're going to be talking and everything like that. Some of us use it as a distraction technique, but, we're going to nerd out about some of these movies a little bit on each of them. But regardless, we only have a maximum of 60 seconds to bid on each film. If
we'll
it
build.
Goes before then, cool. If not, but it cannot go over 60 seconds.
Do we need a timer?
And who is timing this? Thank
you. Andy. The auctioneer is timing this.
You've got a 60-second timer ready?
Perfect. I have a one-minute timer ready to go.
Perfect.
So,
all right. So
yeah, no. I had movie mark. Posters last year, but they were so small you couldn't really see them. So it didn't really make sense to go through all the effort of getting the movie posters if you couldn't actually tell
That's
what
okay.
they were anyway.
You could have, well, with one of these, you could have just photoshopped Brian Ibbett's head because the Days of Future Past poster.
But, yeah, that's fair.
He looks exactly like Brian Ibbett.
Actually.
Does
I don't want to
really?
Delay this any further, but CJ, do you want to restart one more time? Because we're in a sort of a time thing here, I don't want you to lose out on a bid because I didn't actually hear you say anything. And your
talking?
Audio was dropping out.
Huh.
So I don't know if you want to like restart one more time to see if we can get this.
Yeah, you're still kind of choppy.
I may have to kill the Twitch stream. Sorry, guys.
Aww.
Go over to mobile.alphageekradio.com.
Yeah, exactly. Mobile.alphageekradio.com.
/live,
yeah,
yes.
/live. But on that note, see you later. See you next week, Twitch.
Well, actually, if you go to the geek-io.com/live, that is the Twitch stream, so that doesn't do a whole lot of good.
No,
do that.
That's not the Twitch stream.
Actually,
that's
don't
the...
do that.
Oh, that is
no,
the YouTube.
That's
no,
the
no,
Twitch
that's the Twitch chat. That's the Twitch chat. You're good.
Yeah, I was going to say, because YouTube should still be working. I mean, you guys are doing this Hangouts on air, so that should be making a thing.
Online.
YouTuber.
So, that, I mean, that's
Timmer
says
to pause your torrents.
Yes. Stop your porn.
I'm
going to turn off my sleep timer so it like locks my phone and then I have to get in every time while we're waiting for CJ.
So, blah blah blah. Is that any better at all?
Yes, yes it is.
It is so far.
So far, you're good.
Okay, I'm guessing it was Twitch eating up all of my bandwidth.
That I could see that. That would be it.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, Andy, are you going to be doing anything visual?
That's not unless you're. I don't know.
Right. Unless you're volunteering.
This caller, when there is 10 seconds remaining.
All right, then I'm going to audio only, so that'll help too. All right. Let's get this baby going.
Okay. So the first movie we have, so I don't know if you guys want me to read IMDb descriptions. Most of these I think are going to be pretty self-explanatory. But
there are anything that's kind of obscure, I would at least give a synopsis, I would say.
Okay. I will totally do that.
Prime
so,
example,
first,
A Million Ways to Die in the West. Just throwing that out there.
Oh, come on. That's
the one that I was going to say, you're going to have to give me a description of a sex tape.
Well played.
Okay.
Well played.
Yeah, in my voice.
Of course, that's same day as Hercules, so that
that's gonna be a tough one. That's gonna be a tough call.
Okay,
so but we are going to start with The Amazing Spider-Man 2. Starts on May 2nd.
Wow, you can't even read American dates. I'm starting with $5.
Six. Okay. 10.
6? We're up to 6?
8.
CJ $10. Said 10. CJ said 10.
Oh, 10.
I'll go 12.
15. I'll go 13.
I think Rachel said 15.
Okay. 20.
Oh,
22. 20. 25.
What did Rachel?
22.50. Do not even go there.
22.
Okay, 22. 23.
25.
26. 6. 27. I'm out. Screw y'all.
You're already making a ton of money out here, so I know it's going to do well in America.
29.
Yeah, but there's a reason they haven't shared it in America yet, because they're all cynical. Right.
30.
29 from Rachel going, okay, we have 10 seconds left. 10 seconds.
30.
Oh,
shit, I'm out.
32. Going once, going twice. We
Rachel
are
said 33.
So 32.
Did we miss a 33?
Rachel said 33, I swear.
33.
Okay, you can have it for 33.
Clearly,
which is why I don't like the last second bidding on this, because your connection cuts out.
That's all right. Okay, Rachel can have it for 33. That's fine.
Okay, that is it has been recorded. Rachel has it for 33. So, the next we have, this is going to be a train wreck. The Legends of Oz, Dorothy's Return.
What do you mean this is going to be a bloody?
Well, that's a good reason this is going to be a train wreck.
Century.
Because we didn't need sequels to The Wizard of Oz.
No, because I checked the Blu-ray releases to make sure that people actually go to the cinema. This comes out the same weekend that Weekend at Bernie's on Blu-ray.
There
you
oh
go.
My god, wow!
What's okay, on Blu-ray?
Weekend at Bernie's.
Has anyone bid yet?
$5.
I'll give 7.
7? We're up to 7.
8, 9.
Oh, come on, it's got Lea Michele and Patrick Stewart and Kelsey Grammer. It's actually some good voices.
I got
Lea Michele and I'm like, oh god, I want to kill myself suddenly.
And Bernadette Peters is... Oh, man.
Who's
9.
Our
9?
I say no.
9 for Dale.
Dale, brother,
I'll
have it.
I'll go 10. I'll go 10.
10. 10. We have 8 seconds. Who's I'll going 11?
Dale. 11.
You can have it.
Okay, Dale. Okay,
I know I'm going to come last this time around as well as last time, so I might as well do it in style.
Next, we have Godzilla.
Gojira,
which I've seen the previews. I'm not trying to talk it up. Looks pretty awesome. Looks way better than the last one.
No, talk it up. That's kind of the point.
That's not hard to do.
No, we're not
basically, all you have to do is not have Matthew Broderick in it, and it's better than the last one.
Oh.
And I like Matthew Broderick. But
do we have a bid?
I'll start at 5.
For this? 5.
I'll start at 15.
Wow.
Oh, 15 for Azevedo. Bro.
That's not a while ago.
Dude, bro.
16, CJ.
16.
18
for Azevedo. 20 for CJ.
Wow.
20 for CJ. Mm. 15 seconds left. 20 for CJ.
22
for Azevedo.
I'm out.
Okay. Your request soundtrack.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 22.
Wow, I love the nice little tone that it gives.
Yeah,
that
is a very nice tone.
I'm still going to sleep.
It would be better than mine. Which
I'm sorry. I forgot to gavel. I'll have to remember gavel here. Okay, so next, we have X-Men Days of Future Past. I have totally given up on trying to track which timeline they're trying to do.
Yeah,
no. A new preview for this that was released today. Oh my god!
Where's my Dark Phoenix story?
You get it, you like it.
They didn't do it right.
Daryl, what did you say?
On that note,
they already moved it up, I believe, is what Daryl said.
On that note, I'm at 20.
Oh, 20. So I'll go 25.
25.
26.
27.
28.
Is that 28?
Yes.
Okay.
30?
Oh, 30 for Dale.
31.
Azevedo comes out 31.
What? But that wasn't me.
That was CJ.
CJ said 31.
Oh, your picture showed up on my thing. I'm trying to figure it out.
Whoa, why is my picture on your thing?
Dude, bro.
I'll go 33.
34 for CJ. That is, wow.
And it's sleep time.
Okay. Oh. I can't flip it up every 10 seconds. That'd take way too long. I'll just leave it off.
Flip it over every 10 seconds.
So, next we have Maleficent, which I believe will be a great movie. That will be on the 30th of May.
Jolie's.
So Maleficent, maybe starting now.
I'll give it 5, sure.
15.
Dang.
20.
This is going to explode, guys. Disney is putting behind all of its marketing behind it.
I was trying to talk
the Muppets
down.
Too. Just saying.
I'll go 30.
26.
30.
Muppets Wonder Princess movie.
31.
Oh, Rachel's out.
33.
I didn't even get to vote on this one.
33. Just jump in.
You gotta speak up, bro.
Okay, 10.
33.
33. 4.
Why not? 35. Why not? 35.
Oh!
35.
Alright, I'm out.
He hasn't gotten one yet. He's feeling squirrel.
A little bit.
If this doesn't react to...
10 seconds. 6 seconds. 4.
I hope this doesn't react to you.
2.
I hate you.
1.
I love you too. Yeah, I hope you Rio too. I hope you epic that into the ground.
Whoa! You might cut out there for a second. maybe it didn't.
Yeah, Daryl, you just have to jump in here. Don't be shy.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's gonna come to the end. Daryl's gonna have all of his money. He's just like, yeah, I got the last 5. It's mine.
Yeah.
A Million Ways to Die in the West, coming out in 2014, of course. A cowardly farmer begins to fall for the mysterious new woman in town. He must put his newfound courage to the test when her husband, a notorious gunslinger, announces his arrival. That's as much as I got, folks.
Oh, Daryl has 10.
Oh, right.
10? We've started?
This is a wild card.
Yeah. It is a million dollar really. Comedy.
Yeah,
I'll
which traditionally 11. Do well.
Why not?
Daryl says 11.
I went 12.
Daryl's 12.
13?
Uh-oh.
Let's just end it with me at 15.
15!
Let's do that then.
Oh, 15! It looks like, okay, we have 30 seconds. Is anyone else going to bet on this?
Nope.
Okay. How's the weather been lately?
We have 30 seconds, so how about them sports ball teams?
I'm going to laugh so hard if Dale earns like a crap ton of money on that movie.
Yeah, yeah. It's a wild card.
Until the time's gone down.
Okay, you know, so Harris. We have Edge of Tomorrow coming out in 2014. Looks like it is Tom Cruise and Emily Blunt. A soldier fighting in a war with aliens finds himself caught in a time loop on his last day in the battle, though
that
he becomes
like
better
every
skilled.
Single one of Tom Cruise's last three movies.
In a world where Tom Cruise is a god.
Does anybody want to pay me $5 for that movie?
I'll throw 5 at it.
Yeah. I'd buy it for $1.
I'll pay $6 for that.
No, that's like fully Groundhog Day for the apocalypse.
I'll say $8.
Wow.
I'll say 10.
That's 11.
11 for Dale?
CJ's got X-Men.
Mm-hmm.
12.
13.
Dale for 13.
14. 15. I'm out. 15
seconds left.
I'm being casual.
15. Going once. Going twice. Time.
Dale.
So that was that was Dale for 15.
That is.
I inflated that enough.
22 Jump Street. I am not going to describe.
Nope. How you're dragging.
You
how to train
know?
Your dragon.
Just like here.
Which they push for how to train your dragon.
Oh,
sorry. I missed one. I totally missed one. Yeah, how to drag your dragon 2. I'm sorry. I totally. Yes, I jumped ahead.
That's fine.
Not to be confused with how to drain your dragon.
Whoa!
Hey, yo!
By a different studio entirely.
Bring in the funny!
I drain my dragon every Friday right, night, but 15, that's a different story.
Go for it. Let's do this thing.
Wow. Where's Daryl been all this time?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
What are you drinking?
15.
Who's 15?
16.
Oh, 20.
Man. 25. Whoa.
22.
26.
28.
Whoa,
shit.
30. 30. Oh, she's already been 33, folks. She's serious about this.
31.
20 seconds left.
Oh, man.
CJ with 31.
Where are we at? Where are we at? Where are we at?
CJ with 31.
32.
Well,
I can't do that.
You guys really need to train your dragons, don't you?
32 going once, 32 going twice, 32 is sold to Budlong.
Budlong really needs to train his dragon, huh? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. Budlong has made 35 and 32.
That is going to pull a crap ton of money.
Like, yes, it is.
Yeah, no.
That's going to make the first one was really good. So,
but
you
the entire point of my bid was to get it up there in money.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, I hear you.
And my significant other just texted me, I bid 30 quatloos on the newcomer. So,
whatever that may or may not mean.
You so, that's all right, 22 Jump Street. I jumped ahead too far to this, but if you liked the new 21 Jump Street, chances are you'll like this one.
I will put $5 on
but they moved just across the road. Isn't
$7.
That
seven. We're at
nine.
Seven.
Nine.
Nine.
Ten.
Nine for best people.
13.
12.
15.
14. Damage.
16.
16 to Dale. 30 seconds left.
17.
Oh, 17 as a veto.
Oh, gauntlet thrown.
17.
Huh. I don't think I can push as a veto to do 19, so we'll just leave it at 17.
Yeah. Okay, we're looking at 17. Going once, going twice. Sold.
Yeah. Hello. What? Whoa.
Jazz is a sucker for the accent. What can I say?
Yeah, we got two fancy accents on this episode. You guys don't really know what to do with yourselves.
Hmm?
Yeah, Rachel's happy.
Hey, I'm happy. I don't know what you guys are talking about. Okay, so we have the Rover, 2014. A loner tracks the gang who stole his car from a desolate town in the Australian outback with the forced assistance of a wounded guy left behind in wake.
A wounded guy?
That's what it says!
How dramatic.
Last weekend.
Oh my god, this Robert Pattinson, isn't he the...
It's his funky nipple. His funky nipple in the outback.
Yes.
Oh my god!
And Guy Pierce. Guy Pierce.
$2.
A lot of money here, but I don't know about America.
So $2 so far. Is
$5 of Robert Pattinson's nipple in the outback.
Let's do $5. I'll do $5.
$5.
I'll do the minimum.
I'll do $6.
Nah.
I'll do $7.
8.
No, I'm not doing 7 Robin Patterson's nipples, by the way. That's not what
eight,
I said. $8.
9.
9.
Not touching that one.
CJ, you can't bid 0. Come on.
Oh my gosh.
9. Do you want
no freaky nipples. I don't bid on freaky nipples.
10. 10 for Dale. 10 seconds left.
I did it. I got him up to the double digits. I'm out.
There you go. I thought so.
Oh, man.
There was proper inflation.
I have to ask, how is Rachel's connection not dropping and CJ's
is? Not on Wi-Fi. She's hard connected.
Aren't they 16 feet apart?
My router is literally right here.
Oh, okay.
It's there's the lead paint.
Okay, so we have...
It's a cardboard wall. Right.
Transformers 4, Age of Please No More Transformer Movies.
Hey, there's no Sheila
Booth
in this
one.
No more paper bag head, you're fine.
Okay, so an automobile mechanic and his doctor, and that's not what it says at all. His daughter make a discovery that brings down the Autobots and Decepticons and a paranoid government official.
on
that
Venom.
That would be a way better movie, though. Him and his doctor.
It does, I mean, but it has two things going for it. No Shia LaBeouf and Dinobots, and for that I will throw $10 at it.
And Mark Wahlberg, let's not
Dude,
forget.
And Kelsey Grammer!
What?
I'll take off $2.
$12.
And that goes up to 14.
15.
Stanley Tucci.
More than 14. 15.
17.
Oh, 17.
18.
20.
18 for Daryl.
CJ said 20, I believe.
Yes.
Okay.
Ooh.
Me too.
Rachel hasn't got a movie yet.
Yes, I do.
Oh, do you?
Yes,
she's at the first one.
First movie.
It doesn't. No, it doesn't say in the spreadsheet. So there you go.
Yeah, it does.
Yes, it does. It's the very now top of the first movie.
I'm fixing the host page. God damn it.
15 seconds.
What are we at?
22.
Yeah, 22.
24.
25.
5. 4.
25.
28. Oh. 1. Time. 28. I believe that is Daryl. 28.
Well played in the sneaky, sneaky last minute.
Oh,
sniping Daryl.
We need to figure out what the heck we're using on like the whole night attack, because they had an automated system that people logged into.
It was IRC, I believe, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, they did an IRC bot of some sort.
See how good IRC is? See?
See what I'm saying?
Oh, that's great.
Right one for now.
I'll take that one, but I thought someone outbid me. I only went to 22.
Say 28.
You did say 28. Because
I didn't understand a word that you just said.
Somebody did say 28, and I actually heard someone say 28. I just wasn't paying attention as to
it
whose picture
me.
Came
up.
All right, who was it?
Definitely wasn't me.
I thought it was CJ.
No, I said 25.
All right.
Did we give it to CJ for 25 then?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, the delay in CJ's mic cutting out, not really conducive to me knowing what the heck is going on.
It's part of the fun.
Yes, part of the fun. It is the internet. Yay. So we have Begin Again. This looks like a heartwarming.
We're talking about the movie called Begin Again, not Beginning the Smackdown Again.
You're right.
Yes. Wait a second. This says it came out in 2013.
What?
It does say 2013.
So I'm
July 24th release date, though.
Oh, so it was finished and tabled. That's always a sign of a high-quality film. So I did a ton on this one. So we have a dejected music business executive forms a bond with a young singer-songwriter new to Manhattan. Okay, it does have Mark Ruffalo and Keira Knightley.
And it does come out...
I would give it like $5 for that.
And most definitely. Come on. And CeeLo?
It comes out July 4th weekend, so that's got something to do with something. And CJ just left.
Maybe we should pause for a moment.
Let's pause that.
For one of the people bidding on stuff to get back. Okay.
All right. Begin again.
Let's begin.
Let's begin again. So, do we have a bidder? I'm starting the timer.
I'll give it 5.
I'll give it 50 cents.
I'll give it 5.
6.
5 cents.
Rachel, give it six. Yeah. I'll go 7. Nope.
8.
9.
8.
Dang it.
9. No, that's Budlong. That was you.
Oh, okay, I heard.
10.
All right. Yeah, I'm not going that high.
There you go.
You can have 10.
10. 10 for Dale. Going once. Going twice. 10 for Dale.
Wow, I'm getting lots of movies cheap by the look of things. All the bad movies, too. Funny that.
Yeah. So, really quick, which one is going to blow out your speakers?
Whoa.
What sound did we just hear?
Phone, CJ.
I'm not sure I want to know what we just heard.
Whoa, that sounds like something.
Just stop.
Headphones. It's actually the XLR through the iRig Pre.
Okay. Sounds a lot different.
Because it's on a phone.
Okay.
Okay,
anyway.
So next, we have Dawn of the Planet of the Apes
I can read this for you, but I'm pretty sure people know generally
it's when the dawn, it's when the apes come out at sunrise, right?
Oh, it's very short. Survivors of the simian plague trigger an all-out war between humanity and Caesar's growing forces.
It comes out the day before my birthday. I have no desire to see it.
I will give it... I'll give it 5.
I'll give it 15.
15 for Daniel. 18.
Whoa!
I'll say 19.
I'll give it 20.
How much money do I have left? Let me see.
Plenty.
Wait, how much did Begin Again go for?
It never got put in.
10. 10.
10 for Dale?
Yes.
Uh-huh. What are we at on...
Let's just say we're at 23.
20 for... I think 20 has.
23. That was a subtle hint, but no one got it.
23. 24. 24. 25 for Dale. 10 seconds. 10, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 27 for Dale.
Oh, and that's fine. I love
it. It's so pleasant in here. Dun, dun, dun.
Well, CJ, I don't know what's going on with your mic. If he's bidding, you should bid in the chat as well. Because, like, every eighth, you know, every six words are cutting out of 7. I don't know what's going on over there.
Anyway.
Fuck.
We got cars for planes for rescue.
I told you that was coming out.
You were right. I was wrong. I'm not going to read the description. It's planes, ladies and gentlemen. Planes.
It's planes, too. $12 for Rachel.
$5.
$6.
6.
7.
8.
7.
9.
10.
11.
12.
13.
15.
16.
18.
19.
Jesus Christ.
No. Holy shit.
Was that a 20?
Man, that's 19.
Planes.
19. You have 15 seconds.
Ooh. Boop, boop,
right, bop, CJ bop. Made a noise.
CJ was out of vote.
19. Going
into chat.
2. 1.
I'm not going to fucking type into chat.
That came through loud and clear.
Loud and clear.
Nice and crisp. There's his face.
Hey, we can always flip it out.
Was very, very precise.
You hit that right between the cutouts. It was perfect.
So is that 19 or 20?
Did somebody bid 20? I know. I think I hit 19.
Yes. That's what I was going on. Okay. Was CJ trying to bid 20?
I'll take that as a no.
It was bad on at 19.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't hear anything from CJ. Oh, CJ joined the chat.
We have two CJs now.
Oh, dear.
Any better at all?
No.
Not at all. Come on, your phone!
Oh, now Rachel's cutting out. Oh, dang. I think we broke Fios.
Can we pause for like 5 minutes? We'll restart the router, please.
Yes, I'm sorry, but my bird Avery is going fantastically over here.
let's
I love plan. Bird Avery.
And we're going to restart our router because Rachel and I are both cutting out.
Okay, before you leave, did you vote on planes for 20?
Who got it? Jeff.
That would have been Badlong. And Badlong at 9.
Okay, I have no idea what he just said. I'm going to say that was a no. Jared can have it. Wait, I thought it was 19. I thought it was 19.
Restart the router.
Hold on.
It was 19.
Wrong Jared and 19.
Wrong Jared and 19.
Okay, see you in a bit.
Okay,
let's bid on Hercules.
Jared B. at 19. Well. There we go.
Oh, come on, you know you want it, Dale. You got the last Hercules.
35.
I'm really glad I paid for business class, internet, whatever that means, but it seems to be relatively stable.
So I can just see an inexpensive theater playing, you know, the release day for Hercules, the Thracian Wars, and Sex Tape, and they just shorten the movie to Hercules Sex Tape.
Yeah!
Now, sorry, Hercules Sex Tape.
I just foresee that being a thing. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Dude, that's pretty gay, bro.
All right, so Hercules. Let's do this with an IMDb read.
How's Mike?
Having endured his legendary 12 labors, Hercules, the Greek demigod, has his life as a sword for hire, testing the king of Thrace and his daughter seek his aid in defeating a tyrannical warlord. Starring Dwayne Johnson.
Wow, Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
And John Hurt. Holy crap.
And Ian McShane.
Oh, wait, I don't have that much left.
Oh, by the way, John Hurt was also in the original Alien movie, which I did not realize until I watched it recently.
No fooling.
He's actually the guy who has the alien burst out of his chest. Anyway. That's John Hurt.
And that must have hurt.
Right?
Is my connection being fine? Because I can't tell because I can only do audio only.
You're normal.
Your audio is fine.
Yeah, you're normal.
Your audio is totally coming.
If I do video, then that'll...
It would probably drop
If
out.
I do video, that'll be killing me.
Yeah.
I just got the watching. Alien Quadrilogy on Blu-ray. Yeah, watching that this weekend.
Hey, to compliment that, you should watch the latest How It Stacks.
You mean listen to it?
I mean, listen.
There's not a video option for How It Stacks.
Listen, you should watch the movie while listening to How It Stacks is where I was going with that. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll do that.
Well, maybe not the same time.
I'm actually starting to catch up. Like, I am taking the train now to work sometimes, so I have some time to actually listen to podcasts.
You can skip the April Fool's episode. It's pretty much the worst thing ever.
Everything from April Fool's is the worst thing ever.
It was a nice experiment, but it was failed.
We are never doing that again.
Failed partially because you put the advert for the mysterious game right underneath the feed.
Hey, shut up. Listen, we're known for ruining our fun ahead of time, so it's fine.
Ruining your own fun.
Honestly, okay, so I was looking at it from the podcast player perspective, where all the pictures get dropped most of the time anyway. It's just a big blob of text, and it was the last, like, 12 words. And I didn't think anybody would notice before they watched it. But
yeah, my image gets removed, so that wasn't spoiled for me at all.
Yeah, at first it was a 350 by 200 picture of the game we were talking about.
Wow.
500 by.
Was it really that big? Crap.
Yeah, it was like 500-something pixels.
My bad.
It's like, wow.
Yeah, my images get removed, so...
This is a secret episode. Don't pay any attention to that giant...
What if they don't come back?
What if the Brits don't come back?
Oh, well, let's invite them again just for
the SmackDown where the boats left.
We're gonna re-invite them just out of curiosity.
And then they'll yell at you before going.
So you get to me onto a podcast. He just ducks.
Yeah, I know. Right.
You guys like that? I finally have not a blank white wall behind me.
It looks nice, actually. It looks very nice.
I
actually need to put it up more permanently. These are hurriedly stuck on because there was a show, and I was like, oh, God. Like, white wall.
You, like, licked the back of the poster and shoved it on the wall. I'm like, please stay.
Welcome back, Rachel.
Hi, Rachel.
Considering we've had Fios for 3 weeks now, and that's the first time we've had to remote them, that's pretty good.
No.
It's doing it again.
It wasn't too bad on Rachel's end, but CJ's end, that's the problem.
Is it doing it on me again?
You're better than you were earlier.
I'm good now.
Let's see what happens when CJ jumps on. We'll see what happens to all the bandwidths.
Wow, I really do have a weird smirk in my picture, by the way.
A little bit.
That now.
I didn't want to say anything, but
now that you've said something, we will all agree. So, how about that That's Wrecking Ball song earlier by?
Yeah, I know, right? That was a nice.
I like how they mixed in all of the teen pop idols into that song.
Mixing up all the teen pop idols.
Yeah. There's a little Katy Perry in there, a little Taylor Swift.
No,
some other stuff probably that I wasn't paying attention to.
No Ron Jeremy mix-up.
Miley Cyrus?
What?
Ron Jeremy? He did a Wrecking Ball parody video.
Huh.
Let's just say it was the thumbnail was enough for me to say, nope, no thanks.
Not the chat roulette one.
No, Ron Jeremy. Famous porn star.
I don't know.
Naked on a Wrecking Ball.
I don't know.
Yeah.
The hedgehog?
Yes. Yes. The thumbnail was enough for me to go, nope, not clicking that one. Not even remotely interested. Thanks, though.
Oof.
The text should have been enough, but the thumbnail of him on the Wrecking Ball was like, yeah, no, nope. I have no interest in even clicking that. Thanks, though.
Mm.
Not so much. So.
So, how's the weather?
Wait.
Gorgeous.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over. What the fuck are we going to do now? What are we going to do?
The weather is quite nice.
Speaking of fun, some kind of dwarf sissy bag.
There you go.
Who is honking their horn?
I have someone outside my window.
Oh, okay. Andy's over there clicking the alarm on his car. He's like,
okay.
Beep, beep. Because it's fun for me to wake up. I guess it's only 9 o'clock. No one's in bed yet. So.
Yeah. It's only 2:04 in the afternoon. No one's in bed yet. Well,
it's only 5
a.m. Daryl's like, it's like 3 in the morning and I should be in bed.
5 a.m. should be in bed.
You idiots are keeping me up. Where is CJ? I'm so tired.
Oh, yeah. Daryl has bought one thing so far.
He has all the monies.
He's saving all of his money for Ninja Turtles.
Exactly. That's my plan.
Oh, dude. Is it an Eastman and Laird? I haven't seen anything about it. Is it more Eastman and Laird, or is it more Archie Comics Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
I don't know. After watching Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles...
Well, we have some time. I can watch the trailer.
I am a bit nervous after watching Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3 lately.
Everybody can click on the YouTube app here and...
Stop honking! People, I'm going to mute my mic. What the crap?
They're just letting you know that they're a bit horny. Ha ha. Thank you. I'll be here all week.
Bad puns.
Hey, CJ's back.
CJ's back. Oh.
Here's to hoping CJ's back.
Yay! Is he back?
Marie! Matt!
Is he black?
Marie!
No, he's decided to wait.
Stop it!
So, don't you just love when you do things to speed up time and then everything decides to crash down around you?
Yeah, you're fantastic in your microphone now.
Okay, so we have Hercules.
hang on, three.
No, my name's CJ, but thank you.
Hercules.
$1.
I'll throw 35 at. Oh wait, I don't have that number.
Wait, you already made that joke.
Come on.
I
for you last time, Dale.
Audio post.
I mean, I'll put.
Wait, we're on Hercules.
Yeah, Hercules.
Yes, we're all on Hercules.
What is the last realistic bid?
Five.
$1.
Five. I'll put $5 on it.
Seven.
Okay.
$6.
Rachel already said $7. We don't go down.
Oh, I didn't hear that. Sorry.
Vito does, but.
Oh.
Oh.
Wow. Hey, that movie is next. You need to calm yourself down. Stop skipping ahead.
$8.
Yeah, whoever gets this one can't buy the sex tape. You know that, right?
Yeah.
$9.
$9.
They'll just get it on torrents. It's fine.
Ten seconds left.
Or on Pornhub.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. That's out of veto, as far as I heard, for $10.
That movie does as bad as the last Hercules movie did.
Difference is,
we'll see.
Rocking
it. I don't mind spending like $10 for it. I don't
okay, so next. We have sex tape. A married couple.
Darn, I can't bid on this one.
A married couple wake up to discover the sex tape they made the evening before has gone missing, leading to a frantic search for its whereabouts.
Been there, done that.
Oh, wow. It's Jason Segel, Cameron Diaz, and Rob Corddry. I don't know if
I'll throw $6 at it.
Wow.
Slightly above the minimum.
Slightly below minimum wage. All right.
Or six. We have six so far.
Oh, Jack Black's in there too.
Considering I only have one movie, $7.
Rob Lowe. Seven for Rachel. Eight.
Yeah, we better give Rachel a movie.
Eight.
Rachel's only spent a whopping $33, guys.
Yeah, no, right?
$8 so far. 30
Did
seconds
Rachel
left.
Say nine? CJ's questioning if Rachel said nine.
Not yet.
No, not I didn't yet. Say nine.
Okay.
What was her guess?
15.
Wait, what?
What?
15 seconds left.
Oh. 15. So we're Daryl at eight. Okay.
Daryl at eight. 2-1. That's it. Daryl gets it for $8.
I hate to say this, but I really think we need to get some more movies. We just got lots of money sitting here with.
Here it is, folks. Guardians of the Galaxy. If you are watching this podcast and you don't know what this is, you lose 10 internets.
$10.
$10. Rachel, starting at 10.
14, because I think that's odd, dang it.
CJ says 20.
Because my fucking sucks.
Just swear first and then do your bit.
Sucks.
Oh, that's just swear. Yeah, just swear and then do your bit. 22.
Rachel, 22. Yes, this seems better. Chat room, everyone in the chat room, banned, and I can keep track of it easier that way. 22. We have 22. 25. We have about 35 seconds left.
Azevedo said 28. By the way.
28
Oh, 28. 28 for Azevedo. 28.
13.
Oh, 29. 30. 30.
I'm out because I'm out of money.
33.
Rachel's out.
I don't think you can trade services for movies at this point. I don't think that's legal.
Oh, wow. So 33 is what Rachel has. 34. 34.
Oh.
35. Going once. Going twice. Sold
36.
To Rachel.
Oh.
Oh.
No, I think we're for 35.
Man.
That is going to be a steal.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah,
but
Tyler tried to steal it. But...
That's going to be hit or miss, man.
Okay, we have Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I believe this is the... what's that?
CJ tried for 36.
It was after
he
the timer went off.
Before the timer went off, though. I was counting down.
Ooh.
You guys said you wanted a minute timer. After.
Andy popped his collar and said, "What, son?"
Yeah. What?
All right, Rachel says 5 for Guardians.
Okay.
10 for... Holy crap.
Turtles.
14. I say 14. Dang it, Rachel.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. 18.
20.
18.
30.
Whoa!
I'm
going
to drop it right now. Boom.
31.
Wow.
31 to Rachel.
32.
Feeling about this movie now.
32, Azevedo.
It's getting obscene because we have so much money left.
33 for Rachel.
How much do I have left? Rachel did 33. She only has 32 left.
Ooh.
Oh.
Burn.
Ah, shit. That's right.
That's so is anyone going to contest Azevedo for 32?
As a Vizo.
Daryl, you can.
33 for Daryl.
10 seconds left.
34.
5 seconds. 4. 34 for Azevedo.
Wow.
Cowabunga, dude.
Dude, brah. The Expendables 3.
Wow, Daryl has $77 left. Okay, so we're at 20. For some reason. God knows why.
20. Yeah, why?
Can everyone bid in the chat so I don't know? Oh, Rachel, 25.
Oh, I don't have a keyboard.
Oh.
I moved it away because it's too clacky clacky.
27.
Too clacky clacky. Oh,
28.
28.
There you go.
29.
Remember, Daryl, she only has 32 left.
32, yeah, just do 33. You win. Okay, Daryl wins that one.
There you go.
Oh, 34. We still have 20 seconds.
Damn you, boat.
34. The boat might have stolen it.
You can go up to 42, so there you go.
Yeah.
The boat might have stolen it. 5. 35. 35. 35. 2. 1. 35 to Shiler.
Whoa. Someone's doing some hooning in your stream.
So, I have a question. Who has the most money left?
That would be
Daryl. Shiler, right?
Daryl.
Or CJ.
You think CJ a dollar?
No. Oh, yeah.
I'm going to set this one for 2 minutes because this is the last movie. This is now. Is this a prequel sequel? I haven't looked up which one this is. It is a sequel. Okay, I'm giving 2 minutes on this because unless Daryl just wants to say, "Here's all of my money," and to have no wild card option.
So by wild card, good
idea. It's pretty much yeah. So remember wild card.
Remember, you have to divide it by the total earned as well.
Exactly. Yeah, that's right.
Good idea.
I'll go into details. Oh,
let's do that.
CJ, I help you. I hate you. It's you too, Daryl. I mean Dale and CJ.
CJ, 25.
I'm not paying more than 25. You can
26
when the sticks doesn't shine.
26 for Daryl. I heard it. 26 for Daryl. We have a minute left. Minute left. 26. CJ, are you interested?
Sell me on this movie. Tell me.
What
to go?
I'm a unbiased third party. I'm not going to sell you on this movie.
28.
I mean, I really like the 28. We're at 28.
I'm out. I can't justify $29 on this movie.
Okay, 28 bucks. Right. I will call it
Rachel
right
did.
Now. Going
Rachel
should
justify 29. 30. Wow. 30
for Daryl.
30
for Daryl.
30.
Oh my god. And he could still buy a wild card if he wanted to. Ooh. Ouch.
10 seconds. 30. 32. 31, Rachel.
32. Oh,
32 for Daryl. Oh, she can't go. Oh, CJ goes 33. 5, 4, 3, 34. 34. 1, 34. Oh.
Really?
35. Daryl, do you want to go 35?
I'll go 35, but I think I have to go 36.
Okay, 36.
Good point. Good point.
36. CJ, go on. You go 37. The timer is pretty much up, so...
I'm out. He can go for 36.
Okay, 36.
What is this movie anyway?
Oh my god.
It's the city.
Shit movie. City.
Look at the cast
list. CJ was thing. Just screwing Daryl is what just happened.
Yes, yeah. That is exactly
what
he's running up the total.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, and sadly, Daryl's in a rock between
Hold
a hard
on.
Place because he doesn't have any other movies
Hold
for the
on.
Most part. You got, what, one other, two other movies?
Daryl has four movies.
He's got four?
Whoa. Oh, wow.
And he could buy a movie for $6.
Never mind. I left.
Just saying, the wild card for $6 could get him some money.
Yeah. Well,
saying.
Was doing. Hold on, everybody. This is not a sequel. This has got to be a prequel.
That's what I was thinking. That's why I asked.
Because there are two actors in this movie who died.
Oh, spoilers! Spoilers!
Wow. I didn't know which ones they were.
Yes, somebody died in a film called Sin City.
Oh, do you Joseph Gordon-Levitt in this? I'm so old.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt's in there? Josh Brolin?
Wow. Lady Gaga? What the hell?
Oh, no. Give me my money back.
Wow. That is not what I expected to see when looking at a cast list, but I believe this concludes the 2014 summer movie draft Crazy Town. What are we calling this?
The summer movie SmackDown. Yeah. Wow.
Come on, Crazy Town SmackDown.
Super Summer Blowout.
Super Summer number one.
Super SmackDown Super Fun Time number one.
Super Summer Blowout.
I'm sorry.
Oh.
All right. So, is my mic any better at all?
So far,
a little bit. Right. I at least heard that sentence.
to swear before the start of every sentence.
Fine.
Oh, so that concludes the 2014 bidding of the Summer Movie Smackdown. There may be wild cards into play.
No, we're losing.
I don't know. Cutting out again?
Yeah.
Just type what you want to say in the chat, and then that'll work out well.
I love how every like, comes through loud and clear. It's like reverse editing on Google.
I don't know. The show without me, I'm dead.
Sounds like Sanford and Son. Get me, dummy! Get me!
That's so good.
Alright, so... So CJ and Rachel got two movies each. Budlong and Azevedo got three movies each. And Daryl and I got four movies each.
Huh.
So this will be fun.
So, hold on. The Boats got two, the Jareds got three, and the two Ds got four. How the crap?
Yeah, Daryl.
Huh. Well played. No, Daryl has five.
Don't call them a D.
Daryl has five.
How does
Daryl?
Oh. Two, three, four.
It says four.
No,
here.
Okay. No, you're four. Okay, I can't count still. You're fine.
I'm just going with the spreadsheet tells me.
No, you're good. No, it couldn't have been five because then that would be an uneven, an odd number of movies.
He
so.
Can't have five.
Yeah. You're not allowed, Daryl.
Daryl, just so you know, if you pick, I will outbid you on.
Well said.
What he's saying is, Daryl, if you're not completely familiar with it, so any movie that comes out that was not in the auction during the season, you can bid, but you bid all your money on.
Right.
And if you're not opening a movie during that time, you can get it. But he said he's just going to outbid you. So any movie that you want, he's going to immediately take from you. So
what that means is bid on a crappy movie. He will outbid you and then bid on another one.
Yes.
And then he can't outbid you on the second one. There you go.
And he will put out a lot of money for a crappy movie the first time. So
yes.
CJ likes to put out.
Be the last.
I get last.
Right. So, I think we need to start wrapping up, and I don't know if CJ can hang in there long enough.
Let's see. Daryl has $6. Budlong has $14. Azevedo has $17. I have $27. Rachel has $32, and CJ has $41. That's the amount we're playing with.
Something's wonky on the movie count because it adds up to $18, and there's 20 movies. But
well,
I don't know what that is about. Anyway.
Oh, I know what that's about.
Editing. Excel on the fly.
Yay. Excel on the fly. There you go. There you go. There we go.
Five.
I have five.
Check one.
I have five.
Check.
Azevedo has four.
Oh, so we're not even. Dang it. All the...
There you go.
That should be fine.
That should be fine.
There we go. Now it adds up to 20. That makes more sense.
I'm going to guess...
Yay, Google spreadsheets being dumb.
Test.
Yep, there you go.
Hear me? I can hear you.
Yep. Will catch up with me?
Oh, no!
What the hell?
Google reverse edit.
Let's wrap this up, because I'm about to get cranky. I'm very tired.
Alrighty.
Well, alright, let's try this. Daryl, where fucking would fucking you...
Where would people fucking...
Well, CJ, thank you for asking. I can be found
at least he's courteous.
Something/something Daryl's Comic Cape, or something along those lines, and at Raytheon on the Twitter.
Is that where you can be fucking quick?
That's where I can be fucking found.
Hey, Rachel, who's coming on next week?
Oh, next week we're continuing with a little bit more family time with our favorite sister, Marlissa Doss, joining us.
Hooray! Before the show.
There you go. And now it's time for an update on... The other SmackDown. No bumper? Okay.
No bumper.
I told us not to play that bumper anymore.
Right.
Hold on.
All right, CJ, do you want me to read it or you want to try?
All right, well, let's see here. All right, this is the final. Well, I'm actually going to cut this a week early. This is the final update. Next week will be the results show, but here we go. Leaderboard as it stands. Sakani is going to take the win at $28.5 million. Jared Azevedo at $27.5 million. Rachel at $21.8 million. Jared Long.
Come on, CJ, you need to drop a couple F-bombs in there so it actually picks up.
$15 million.
Jared Dudley, yes.
Fucking Campbell with $8.8 million.
Wow.
I'm so glad I got all the
If none of that made sense to you, feel free to check out the show notes that are linked to this post, because I'm not sure how much that came through.
And BlizzGeeks has some iPad Hearthstone-y goodness from Azeroth Choppers. Hmm? Raul tells you which 3DS games are getting the big price slashes. How does Alien and Aliens stack? Find out. Real Insight is expendable. The Android Realm focuses on the Flickmaster 2000 because, well, why the fuck not? Comics on the Go officially goes slowly into the blue yonder. Bye-bye, Comics on the Go. CJ's being buried by it, or maybe he's just burying it. I don't know. On the YouTube channel, io.com video, we have Geek Guy watches Airheads from this past Saturday. Find out what masturbating rock star. Wait, what? Watch and find out who the masturbating rock star is. Okay. Also, Kurt Loder up to. You guys, you know, the guy has talent. And CJ and I, as mentioned earlier, I'm not going to spoil it, but we have something fun planned for Saturday. If you happen to sneak into the notes, you might see it if Jared doesn't delete it right now.
I'm not.
Also, please remember to visit our Patreon site over on patreon.com/geekio to help out with a small monthly donation. If you think we're worth $5 of $5 for all of our content, we'll give you and your site, cause, or whatever, a shout-out at the top of the show. If you think we're worth $10, we'll read a Twitter-length post just for you. And me pointing to the camera when I have no camera on is totally pointless.
Nothing's totally pointless. And you know what else isn't pointless? We could be heard on Stitcher Radio. Search for Geek.io to help us out if you do, as well as iTunes. Be sure to leave us an honest review, and we'll gladly read it on the show.
And an honest review.
What, do you want an honest review on Nest?
On Nest review? I'm waiting for someone else to talk.
I'm so confused. So it's about that time we'd have some extremely final words of thought. Does anybody else have anything they would like to discuss that we haven't talked about thus far?
Okay, thanks, bye.
What? Did I miss something?
CJ needs to swear more. That's what I
thought. Yes. Yeah, I thoroughly agree. A little bit more.
According to the swears.
And maybe your internet won't
poop out.
According
to the Urban Dictionary, fucking fuckhead means...
Oh, goodness. All right, I guess it's time to wrap it up. So,
fucking
thanks, guys. We're going to have a great night. I hope you do too. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to a part of the Geek.io Podcast Network.
Loud noises!
Visit us at geek-io.com for all of our great shows.
The pressure is building slowly, inexorably inside me. Oh my.
Just because you don't understand it doesn't mean it's bad for you. Go figure out how it works.
Geek.io. Copyright 2014.
I want to get out of here. I want to leave this place right now.
I will be the sexiest fucking thing. I will be the sexiest fucking thing on this show.